So this is my B flat F English. And C, G, D. I will add one thing to what Deirdre said, who played my wonderful brass-reeded concertina. It is for sale. If you've not seen it already, come check it out. Not that I don't love it, just I have others that are just as good. And I need to eat. So here's a song that you may think you know when you hear the beginning of it, and it will be familiar and you'll soon catch on to the chorus, but it might not go quite where you think it's going to go right away. It's called Married to a Mermaid, and it is found in Frederick Pease Harlow's Shantying Aboard American Ship, so it is actually a genuine shanty. Though exactly how they applied it to manual labor, I have yet to figure out. It's of a gay young farmer who lived in Salisbury Plain. He loved a rich knight's daughter dear, and she loved him again. But the knight was so distressed that they should sweethearts be, that he had the farmer pressed, and he sent him out to sea, singing, "Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britons never, never, never will be merry-eyed to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea." "'Twas on the deep Atlantic, 'twixt equinoctial gales, this young farmer fell overboard among the sharks and whales. He disappeared so quickly as headlong down sank he, that he went out of sight like a streak of light to the bottom of the deep blue sea, singing, "Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britons never, never, never will be merry-eyed to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea." We lowered a boat to find him, thinking not but to see a corpse. When up to the top like a cork he popped, and he sang in a voice so hoarse, "My messmates and companions, oh, do not weep for me, for I'm merry-eyed to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea, singing, 'Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britons never, never, never will be merry-eyed to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea.'" He told us when he first went down, the fish all came round he, and they seemed to think, as he did wink, that he was a rather free. But down he went, though he didn't know how, thinking, "It's all up with me," when he came to a beautiful mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea, singing, "Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britons never, never, never will be merry-eyed to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea." She raised herself on her beautiful tail and gave him her wet white hand, saying, "Long I've waited for you, my dear. You are welcome safe to land. Return to your messmates one last time and tell them all for me that you're merry-eyed to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea, singing, 'Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britons never, never, never will be merry-eyed to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea.'" The wind was fair, the sails were set, the ship was working free, when we went up to our captain, and this we told to he. The captain looked over the old ship's side, and loudly bellowed he, "Be as happy as you can with your wife, my man, at the bottom of the deep blue sea, singing, 'Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britons never, never, never will be merry-eyed